Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Thursday, September 23rd. Today on Forbes, the best places to enjoy your retirement in 2021. Last year, Penny and Brad Bybee sold their Camarillo, California home of 23 years and moved cross-country to New Digs, 700 yards from the first tee of the famed Pinehurst No. 2 course at the golf mecca of Pinehurst, North Carolina. Bybee reports that even though he and his wife are still working remotely, she's a refined fuels broker, he owns a commercial printing business, at least one of them now hits the links most days. Another couple, painter Nancy Scheinman and retired architect Jim Wheeler, also moved cross-country last year, but in the opposite direction. They headed from the Baltimore suburb of Towson, Maryland, to Santa Fe, New Mexico, known for its art galleries, restaurants, and hiking and ski trails. The Wheelers were on a long city hike around Santa Fe when we reached them on a cell phone. There are lots of reasons those nearing or in retirement make long-distance moves: to be closer to family, to cut living costs, for a warmer climate. But pursuing recreational bliss is also a priority for many baby boomers. Both these affluent 60-something couples, for instance, wanted to live somewhere suited to their leisure interests. And both ended up at destinations on Forbes' new list of the 25 best places to enjoy your retirement in 2021. The list represents our picks for top places to pursue 7 retirement passions: arts and culture, fine dining, lifelong learning, volunteering, outdoor activities on water, outdoor activities on land, and a subset, golf. Our choices are spread over 18 states and all 4 continental time zones. Most are good for multiple passions, and one, Austin, Texas, hits all 7. While our flagship retirement places list, the best places to retire in 2021, features only locations that offer good retirement value for the buck, high living costs and taxes alone don't disqualify a city from being considered for this passions list. But we do take more than leisure into account. We also apply such crucial quality of life metrics as the availability of doctors, the serious crime rate, air quality, and importantly, susceptibility to natural disasters and climate change. This last concern axed a number of big cities that made earlier leisure pursuit lists produced before we applied a climate screen, including New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle, as well as beach towns such as Sarasota, Florida. For full coverage, check out William P. Barrett's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.